Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the Sanha call-in program with myself, Hussein Muhammad. And with me in studio today, I have Maulana Fazreen Muhammad of Sanha. Maulana Fazreen, jazakallah for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Hussein, ameen. Wa alaikum salam for all the callers and all the listeners on Radio Islam.
Let's get started, inshallah. If you have any queries, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or do WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. We have some messages coming in already. Salams, are Skittles halal?
Walaikum salam, Skittles are halal suitable.
Okay, fantastic. I'm quite happy to hear that. Maulana, Nutritech supplements halal?
With regards to Nutritech supplements, unfortunately we do not have information. Kindly forward pictures of the ingredients to our helpline or via email. We will assist you further, inshallah.
Okay, fantastic. Maulana, Switch energy drinks.
Switch energy drinks are certified halal by Sanha.
Okay, fantastic.
Kindly look for the logo because there is one, two products that are, that it won't be our logo due to the name.
Okay. Let's see what else we have coming in. Clover Sup Up.
Clover Sup Up is halal suitable.
Okay. And Yogi Sup?
Yogi Sup is also halal suitable.
Okay. Let's see what else we have coming in from the on our WhatsApp lines. Please do call us as well on 011-854-1548. Da Vinci Ginger Biscuits, halal?
With regards to these products, unfortunately we do not have information. Kindly forward pictures of the ingredients and manufacturer details to our officers and we'll assist you further, inshallah.
Ameen. Are Dr. Ukta products halal certified?
Can't call offhand. If you can call our helpline or forward us details, we'll assist you further, inshallah.
Parmalat, Gouda and cheddar cheese, halal?
These products are halal suitable.
Let's see, we wait for a few more. Colgate toothpaste, so what's the ruling regarding that?
Unfortunately, we do not have information on the Colgate toothpaste.
Gee. Nutriday, Danone Nutriday yogurts, halal, haram?
Okay, with regards to Danone yogurts, there are a few products that we don't approve because it contains gelatin from non-halal slaughtered animals. So I'll mention those products. We don't approve Ultramel yogurts and also Danone low-fat plain yogurt, Danone low-fat flavored yogurt, and Danone snacks. Besides these products, the remaining variants are halal suitable.
Okay. Maulana, Cape cookies, Romeo Delight, and all other flavors, are they Sanha certified?
Cape cookies are certified halal by Sanha.
Okay, fantastic. Let's see, bacon, all sorts, licorice.
Okay, with regards to these bacon products, just kindly look for the ingredients on the packaging. If there is no any gelatin, then it's halal suitable. We approve only the products that are free from gelatin.
Another message coming in. Are Pengo sweets halal certified?
Pengo sweets manufactured by Oye Sweets are certified halal by Sanha.
Okay. Woolworths filo pastry and Woolworths puff pastry.
Woolworths products, if they can forward the pictures to our officers, we'll assist them further, inshallah.
The certain type of tablet called Allergex. I know many people take this during the season.
Yeah. Okay, with regards to Allergex tablets, it contains gelatin from bovine gelatin from unknown origin, so it's not approved by Sanha. However, Allergex syrup are halal suitable.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Krusty's Bakery halal?
No. Okay, with regards to Krusty's Bakery, if they can mention where is it, the location, maybe then I can address them further.
Maybe the brother messaging can help us with that. We have a caller on the line.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Is double coated timtam halal?
Timtam, we only approve the ones that are made in Indonesia. We don't approve the one that's made in Australia and New Zealand because it contains carmine, an insecticide ingredient or colorant.
Yes.
Those are nice, eh? Sometimes. Another message coming through, Rhinotin tablets.
In regards to Rhinotin tablets, can call if they can forward the query to our offices tomorrow, inshallah we can assist them further.
Okay. And Baker's Zoo biscuits.
Okay, with regards to Baker's biscuits, SANA don't approve iced zoo variant because it contains gelatin from non-halal slaughtered cattle. However, the remaining Baker's biscuit products are halal suitable.
Okay. Mini cheddars?
By Baker's as well?
I'm not so sure, eh?
The Baker's ones is halal suitable.
Okay. Let me go through our WhatsApp as well. Many messages coming in. Any queries you have, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or do WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. This is the Sanha call-in program. We have Maulana Fazreen Muhammad of Sanha with us in studio. Any queries you do have regarding any products, please do message us or call in. Regarding Clover Sup Up, the ingredients state cow's milk and or recombined milk. What is recombined milk?
With regards to this, if they can send us an email, so our evaluation or our regulatory department will assist them further, inshallah, with regards to this ingredient.
Back again to Krusty's Bakery. They say it's located in Mayfair.
Okay, Krusty's Bakery is not certified halal by SANA. So, unfortunately, we're not in a position to give any assurance on their halal status.
Crystal Valley Yogurt, low-fat yogurt.
With regards to Crystal Valley Yogurts, Crystal Valley is a brand that belongs to Checkers Shoprite Group. So, this product used to be manufactured in a SANA-certified establishment. However, now they have opted out for another supplier, and the product is being manufactured with gelatin, bovine gelatin from non-halal swallow cattle, thus not approved by SANA.
Salam, is BioPlus halal?
Is it the BioPlus oil or cream? Can specify.
I'm not so sure.
Okay.
If the listener could just specify
with
oil or cream,
we can advise them for
as well. Is the use of Colgate mouthwash?
Colgate mouthwash may be used in shop.
Maybe. Okay, perfect. We take a break now. We take a Nasheed break, inshallah, and we will continue with your queries right after that. You're back with us on the Sanha call-in program with myself, Hussein Muhammad, and Maulana Fazreen Muhammad of Sanha. If you have any queries, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or do WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Messages coming in now, Maulana, is Stambo Lollipops halal?
Unfortunately, we do not have information on Stambo Lollipops. We did contact the manufacturers, but they haven't given us information, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on the halal status of this product.
Maulana, Rascals Sweets, those like similar to Skittles but not Skittles?
Rascals contain gelatin, bovine gelatin from non-halal swallow cattle, that's not approved by SANHA.
Okay. Another message coming in, is palmolive yogurt with fruit and custard halal?
Palmolive yogurts contain bovine gelatin from non-halal swallow cattle. That's not approved by SANA.
Tinkies
contains gelatin, so we are investigating this product at the moment. So until the investigation is over, we are not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay, another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Can you eat from the bakery in Fruit and Veg Lanesia, the Food Lovers Market?
Unfortunately, this bakery is not certified by SANA, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on their halal status.
Assalam, is Haribo Gums halal?
With regards to Haribo Gums, this product contains gelatin from unknown origin, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
The person who messaged earlier, asking about BioPlus Energy, about the BioPlus product, clarified now that you was asking about the BioPlus Energy sachets.
If the courier can forward details to our officers, we'll assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Asking here, another message coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Are Cape cookies halal?
Cape cookies are certified halal by Sanha.
Also, is Wumpy Westwood Mall in Durban halal?
Okay. With regards to this store, if they can refer to our website, this outlet, if it is certified, then it will be listed on our website.
Okay.
If not, they can call our helpline and we'll assist them, inshallah.
Salams, is Cadbury halal? We don't see the halal sign on the chocolates anymore.
Okay, with regards to the Cadbury products that are manufactured in South Africa are halal suitable. So the consumer has to just look on the product packaging for the manufacturer details. These products are not officially certified halal by SANA. However, in terms of ingredients, these products are halal suitable and we have investigated these products.
Okay. Let's see, what else do we have coming in? Is essential capsules for the liver halal?
If the if the courier can forward the details to our officers with the pictures of the ingredients, if possible, then we may assist them further, inshallah.
Vicks Actoplus cough syrup.
Some of the variants contains a high percentage of ethanol, so we would advise look for the ethanol-free or alcohol-free variant.
Okay. Super C, the sweets.
Halal suitable?
Halal suitable, okay. Let's see, if you do have any queries, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or do WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Let's see. Today Donut.
We do not have information. If the courier can forward details to our officers, inshallah, we'll assist them further.
What is that? I actually haven't heard of that before as well.
I've heard about today Puff Pastry, but first time I'm coming across
today Donut. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Nestle Yogolino.
It sounds like an imported product, so if the courier can forward details to our officers, we shall assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Is Listerine okay to use?
Listerine may be used.
Primeve Plus. I'm not sure what.
Is it a capsule?
It's a capsule, G. Evening Primrose Oil Supplement.
These capsules contain bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered cattle, thus not approved by SANHA.
Woolworths Foods Troop Waffles. Dutch caramel waffles.
Inshallah, if the query can forward details to our officers, we shall assist them further.
Okay. Let's see, what else? Is Pregnavite halal? It is a pregnancy supplement.
Is it a capsule or a tablet?
Not sure. Maybe the listener could just clarify that with us on the WhatsApp. Let's see what else we have here. Hevilla Sweets.
Country of origin. They can advise where is it made in, then we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Ma Dolly's Crazy Corn Fruit Chutney.
Unfortunately, I can't recall this product. If they can forward information to our officers, we shall assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. The Pregnavite that the message came through earlier, she clarified now, asking it's a capsule.
Okay. This product contains gelatin from unknown origin, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Rocco Mama's in Sentin City halal?
With regards to this, if the query can refer to our website, inshallah, it will be listed if it is certified by SANA, because I can't recall often.
It's difficult to keep track of everything. where Mulana Kane
Alpha. Especially when it comes to outlets, it's a bit difficult.
See. But it is listed on your website.
If it is certified, then it should be listed on our website.
Okay, perfect. Mentos fruit flavored sweets.
Okay, with regards to Mentos sweets, there are a few flavors that are not approved by SANHA. So I'll list the flavors. It's grape, strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, cinnamon, and also sour mix, berry mix, and rainbow rolls, because these three products contain grape flavor. And these flavors are not approved as it contains carmine and insect-derived colorant.
Okay, another message coming through are marshmallows halal. Maybe if you
can specify the brand, then we may request it further, inshallah.
Beacon marshmallows?
No. Beacon marshmallows are not approved by SANHA as it contains bovine gelatin from non-halal slaughtered cattle.
Another message coming through, Stimerol Infinity Chappies.
As for Stimerol Chappies, Infinity range, watermelon flavor is not approved by not halal as it contains carmine and insect derivative. The remaining variants are halal suitable. And also there is a new variant out, it's called Stimerol Waves. There is two flavors, it's tropical and peppermint. These two flavors are also not approved as it contains bovine gelatin from unknown origin.
Another message coming through, Assalamu alaikum, is Kellogg's cereal bars halal, crunchy nuts, cocoa pops, and chewy testicles?
As for the Kellogg's products, we are not in a position to comment.
Okay. Delicious biscuits, flavored wafer sticks.
With regards to delicious products, we have contacted the manufacturer, but unfortunately we haven't received any information, thus we are not in a position to give any assurance on the RL status.
Spheres, those cheaper versions of Oreos.
Found in Checkers. These products are halal suitable.
Okay. Is Monster drink halal?
With regards to Monster energy drinks, we have contacted the manufacturer. Unfortunately, we haven't received any information or feedback from the manufacturer, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
Okay. Lush cocoa cream cookies made in Turkey.
If they can forward pictures of the ingredients and manufacturer details to our offices, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Ameen. Ma'am, a listener sent in a picture here of a pregnancy supplement called Mom2B.
Is it a shake or a capsule?
It's a capsule.
Okay, Mom2B shakes are halal, but this capsule contains bovine gelatin from unknown origin. Does not approve by SANHA.
Gee. Inshallah, we have a few more minutes left of the program. If you have any queries, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or do WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Salams, are the Mentos pack of sweets halal? Not the Mentos roll, but the individually wrapped pack of Mentos sweets. That's probably the same as...
As mentioned before, there are a few flavors that we don't approve. So they should just look for those flavors. It's grape, strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, and cinnamon.
Okay.
If these flavors contain carmine, which is an insect derivative, so it's not halal.
Okay, is chocolate log halal?
Unfortunately, we don't have information on this product. They can forward information to our officers. We may assist them further, inshallah.
That's a bit of a vague question, but Salams, which yogurts are halal? Maybe you can just give a small brief on the few common ones.
I can mention that clover yogurts are halal suitable, and darling yogurts are halal suitable, and also pick and pay yogurts that says lactoveg suitable for lacto-vegetarian is halal suitable, and also there are a few brands that are certified by us, so if the... Whoever is querying, if they can send us an email, we can provide them with a list that is certified by SANHA.
Okay. Orbit chewing gum.
Orbit chappies are halal suitable.
Okay. Red Bull energy drinks.
As for the Red Bull energy drink, the original flavors and the sugar-free variants are halal suitable. with regards to the remaining flavors variants, we do not have information.
Woolworths snack bars, those pecan and cashews and nutty almonds, are those halal?
Okay, with regards to these products, if it is coming from a SANA certified establishment, it will carry our logo. If the courier don't find our logo on the product, they may forward the product details to our offices and we shall assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, we'll wait for a few more messages before the show, the end of the show. Maybe one final one here. Jelly Tots Alphabets.
As for this product, just check on the packaging whether it, and the ingredients, whether it contains gelatin. If it is free from gelatin, then this product is halal suitable.
Okay, that's it from myself, Hussein Muhammad, and Molana Fazreen. Molana Fazreen, Jazakallah so much from myself and all the listeners for joining us today. And inshallah, we break now for the...
And if they got any, if anyone got any queries, they may contact us on 0861-786-111 or send us an email to helpline@sanha.org.za. And you also, you may find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. Jazakallah for that, Molana.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.